Hi, this is Elaine Ireland. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Say that three times without taking a breath. I'll give you some phone numbers in a few minutes, so go get a pencil, pen, piece of paper, something. Enough to write two numbers, one for Canada and one for USA. And by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Canadians, I still would love a phone call from Canada. This is an uninterrupted hour of chatter. My first love is Tarot, and we refer to Tarot. You get a little mini lesson in Tarot cards. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with the Tarot cards, they are a 78. Well, the standard deck is 78. There are some decks out there that are much larger, in the hundreds even. I think the crystal deck has 128. Somebody call in and tell me if that's correct or not. But the standard deck is 78. So it's a very ancient deck. It's beautiful in artwork and mystical meanings. There's even a book called The Bible and the Tarot, if you're interested in that sort of thing, based on parts of the Bible and the major arcana cards. Okay, anyway, are you ready to take those phone numbers? USA, 1-877-270-8714. 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. That number just kind of rolls off the tongue. 1-888-288-4494. And you are welcome to call in at any time. My producer will let me know when there's a telephone call, and we'll break our conversation or my chatter and visit with you. You're welcome to ask questions, give me ideas for shows, fight with me, but you got to be nice, no pulling punches, and we'll go from there. So, this is, again, bbsradio.com, but you know that because you're already plugged in. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit. Our subject tonight, and again, you will get a little tarot lesson out of this deal for those of you that are learning or just are interested in the tarot. I cleaned out my closet today. Yeah, my clothing closet. It's not a big closet. It's a standard, it's not a walk-in, it's a standard, whatever, seven-foot deal, you know, with two shelves on the top, and it's dark on the bottom, and this house was built in the 30s, I think, what can I say? It's a serviceable closet, but I'm used to walk-ins, and I'm used to having too much. I'm a shoeaholic, as they say. I probably will own stock in Payless. Payless is a working girl's dream store. In fact, I have Payless shoes that I've worn for the last 8 years, 7 years, because I'm going to share a secret with you in a minute when I say seven. But I was compelled. I absolutely felt compelled to clean out my closet. So when I made my week's list, to-do list, on Sunday evening, I said, clean closet, go through all drawers in my room. So today I couldn't stand it anymore. That was not on my schedule for today. I always break the Sunday list down. Now I'm a listaholic too. I break my list down usually on Monday morning with Monday morning coffee. But this was not on my list for today. It was on my list for Friday because I knew I would take clothes to church with me on Sunday. So Friday seemed a logical time to do it. Well, I got up this morning thinking, I got to do the closet today. Don't know why, absolutely compelled. So my king-size bed looked like clothes had exploded on it. I pulled almost everything out of the closet, shoes out of the closet, found purses that I had completely forgotten about. I've been in this house now for almost 3 years. This was the second time I've gone through this closet. I got to thinking while I'm going through the closet, you know, there's this old saying, at least my grandma used to say, if you want something, throw what you've got away. In other words, if you want a new couch, get rid of your couch. If you want new clothes, you have to get rid of space. Because remember back in her generation, you had a limited amount of space. Well, guess what, folks? We still have a limited amount of space to put things. Maybe you have a 20 by 20 room that you keep your clothing in. I don't know. The wealthier people are and the bigger the houses are, you can have a space for everything. I know some organized people that truly live up to the order. Everything has a place, right down to certain size scissors. I'm not quite that organized, but closets really bug me. I'm one of these people who has all the whites together, all the blacks together, all the slacks together, all the blouses together, all the long dresses together, all that kind of stuff. So when I open my closet these days and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't put another thing in there, that's probably what the compelling was. So I'm pulling everything out, and I'm before I'm over with it, I have two, or by the time I'm through with pulling things out, I have two plastic bags that will go to a dear friend of mine, and she can go through them, and what she doesn't want or can't use for the kids, teenagers, yeah, this old woman, says something about taste, isn't it? She'll bring back to the church. So I got to thinking, what does all that mean? It's a clearing out. It's a form of change. And, of course, change creates transformation. So, boy, is that accurate for me these days. I did leave space. I can actually wiggle my closet now. I can shake the clothes. I threw away a box of shoes. I don't know why I kept them, shoeaholic that I am. I'm washing some old little duster shoes that you run around the house in. That's what Mom calls them because she said you dusted the floor when you walked in the cotton shoes. I kept thinking, I found myself doing a little bit of meditation, even a little bit of prayer today, thinking, okay, there goes a material thing. Where is this taking me spiritually and emotionally? And, you know, it reminded me, too, that holding on to things can be a lot like holding on extra weight. A psychiatrist told me one time, a client of mine, that those of us that carry extra weight, and I go down from a size 8 to an 18, and, you know, that's horrible. Those medical guys out there that are listening to me, I know that's horrible, but I've done that. And holding on to that extra weight is a form of protection. Holding on to things also seems to be a way of protecting us. Sometimes it keeps us in touch with our past. It's a reminder, good or bad, of what was. Of course, the sentimental items, the cherished pieces of jewelry or even clothing, and that sort of thing. We hang on to it for some reason. I went through a major thing today. I went through a major transformation today. There is nothing left in my closet except a few dress shoes and evening stuff. And those things you ladies out there know, and some guys, you just never throw away your evening stuff. And some people even say don't throw away shoes ever because they always come back in style. Well, if you look at all the retro stuff right now, furniture, clothing, everything else, it's very true. But these were things that I knew I would never wear. I'll tell you why in a minute. But I went through a thing today where I truly, truly have nothing hanging in my closet that is over 7 years old. Now, that's important because I did have things hanging in my closet that every time I looked at them, I thought, I remember when I wore that, and it wasn't always fun. Doesn't mean that the memory's not there. Doesn't mean that the effect of that event has not played into who I am as a person today. But I'm never going to wear that again, just like I'm never going to wear that event again. I'm never going to, never say never. Okay, Spirit was loud and clear on that one. I will do everything I can in my power to not let myself get into the same kind of situation, if it was negative, that's represented by that outer clothing. How many of you have things like that hanging in your closet? Now, I still have the lovely suit that I wore when my son got married. He got married over 12 years ago. It's in storage, but I have it. And it happens to be a size I can wear today. And it also happens to be a style and a body shape. Now, I got rid of things today with smiles on my face, I have to admit. I threw away, not threw away, I put in the sacks shorts that I've had for over 10 years. I haven't worn them in 7 or more. But I had them in a lovely plastic box, thinking, I will lose weight again and get down to these. But when I pulled the plastic box down and looked at it, I will never wear those prints again. I'll never wear those styles again. Some kid might, but I won't. But they're retro right now, and my friend's kids might just latch onto them. This is Texas, although it is going to be 47 degrees tonight. But I'll never do it. Another reason I let go of things today is because once we get to a certain age and we do lose and gain weight, our bodies are never the same. Those things will never look the same on me again, even though they might have elastic tops. Clothes I had 3 years ago will never be the same on me again. So let go of them. Now, things like jackets, nice wool jackets, that's different. But I think from, especially the waist down, we do change dramatically. So those are things that you just, in time, even if you did lose the weight or gain the weight, it's probably not going to look or feel the same as it did when you bought it and wore it all the time. Now, spiritually, there was a little bit of change going on there too. And as I looked back on those things and the times that they represented, I couldn't help but think, where was I at that time? What was my life like then? And some of these things are 15, 20 years old. I know, it's ridiculous. You pack rats out there, you understand. Of course, there are disorders where people keep things piled high, but of all of the organizational stuff that I have in me, I'm a Leo. So all this organizational stuff that I have, my closets are always the worst. Well, no, let me rephrase that. I will let them get this way, and then I have to back up. But the fact that I needed to make space, I needed to go through this clearing, this change, into this transformation. I couldn't help but remember my grandma's words. You know, you want something, leave space. Well, I have to admit, I now can move things around in my closet, but I really can't add a whole lot, nor do I need to. I'm blessed. I'm very, very blessed. I have a working wardrobe. I have a casual wardrobe. And if somebody called me tonight and said, we've got this thing going on this Saturday and you need to be there, I could find a long gown or something representable to it. So I'm blessed. I don't need anything else. And it was really cool to go through my closet and remember, bless the items, let them go. You know, I looked at that pile of stuff before I put it and as I put it in the plastic bags, and I felt silly doing it, but I thanked every single item for having been available to me at the time that I needed them. Whether it was a Goodwill $7 blouse, when I came back to Austin, I pretty much had nothing. And I was pretty heavy, and because of emotional stuff, I just dropped the weight. So about every other week or so, I would run to Goodwill and see what I could find that was good enough or neat enough to wear to work. Fortunately, for one of my jobs, I needed uniform-looking stuff, blue jeans and white shirts, and I could get that kind of stuff at Goodwill easily enough. But occasionally, I bought some nice little wool jackets to throw over. Every one of those things I thanked today for having been there. So I'm not throwing things away. I'm recycling them, and I'm hoping that somebody else will get good use, if not my bud, good use out of those things, because they're still good. But I got to thinking, these are the objects. Now, what do I do with the past emotions, the joys, the hurts? What do I do with the spiritual growth? Because every day we grow spiritually. Every day. Every day. We may not realize that we are, but we are. I have clients that say I've reached a plateau. And I think on some level, spiritually, we really do reach plateaus, just like we reach weight loss or weight gain. I use that as an example because it's easy. And we have to rethink and readjust. But with spiritual stuff, sometimes spirit is saying, okay, now go use what you've got. Go use the knowledge that we've given you. Go use what you've learned. And when I reach a plateau, I know that that's my time to teach. Call it teaching. Call it sharing the knowledge that you have. And I'll advertise or gather up a group of people, or lo and behold, I'll do a psychic fair and I'll have five people say, gosh, I'd love to come learn something. Tarot, psychic development, meditation skills, whatever. And I'll create a quote-unquote class. Well, nine times out of ten, the people that are there already know. Gosh, I wish I could tell you how many times I've handed someone a tarot card who says they don't know the tarot, and they give me an instant meaning. It's like it's in their genes or something. So anyway, it's interesting. But what do you do with that spiritual growth? Well, you share it. You share it, teach it, whatever. What do you do with the old emotions, the joys, the hurts? Hurts especially, disappointments. Ooh, Lordy, how clothes can be attached to disappointments and hurts. I have to admit, when I came back to Austin, it was under difficult times, and the weekend that I moved back, I had help from neighbors, thank goodness, because I moved from a distance, and I wore the same outfit, a pair of black jeans and a black T-top. For 3 days. Now, I washed it because I had to go from a town about an hour and a half away to Austin, turn around, go back. And I still had the washer and dryer at the old house. So every night I would wash it, get up in the morning, put it back on again. I was climbing up attics and all kinds of stuff at that time. By the time I got back to Austin that Monday, last Monday afternoon, those pair of pants were almost falling off of me. Pair of jeans. That's what stress, sweaty days, not eating, and anxiety can get into you. Those pants that had been tight on me, those jeans, were almost falling off of me. And I didn't want to ever see them again. And they had been brand new when I put them on. And the little T-top, same thing. I could barely keep it on my shoulder. So a couple of months later, I burned them. Very symbolically. And I sprinkled them all over the backyard of my friend to go back into the earth to grow and to be blessed. Now, that's how I handle hurt. That's how I handled those symbols of what I was going through. I burned them. I blessed them. I burned them. And I put them on plants, which was interesting because a day later it rained really, really bad. But I wanted them to be a blessing to something. So that's what I do with old stuff, with old hurts and emotions. I bless them. And another thing you have to do, and sometimes that's hard, folks, those of you that have been out there, toughies, you know, another thing you have to do with those experiences, at least I feel like I have to do, is be willing to share them and talk about them to others when they need your experience. There was a, it wasn't a joke, it was a parable, I don't know what you'd call it, story, on West Wing one time. One of the characters was telling the other character how he was going to support him in a difficult time, and telling him that as long as he was there, this other character would have a job. And he said something, and I'll probably get it all wrong. If you, somebody out there can remember, well, you can call and correct me, but there were this guy falls in a hole, and the first character that comes by is a minister, and he says, help me get out. And the minister says, oh, let me pray for you, and that'll get you out. And he goes on about his business. And another guy comes by and he says, "Help me out." And the character throws him a shovel. And the guy starts shoveling, but he just gets deeper. And he says, "Well, see ya." And the third person that comes by is one of his friends. And, of course, the guy, the original guy, says, "What are you doing here now? We're both stuck down here." And the friend says, "Yeah, but I've been down here, and I know how to get out." So you got to be willing to share and to talk about your experiences. And no, it isn't easy. But it's part of that spiritual growth as well. It's part of knowing who you are. And as you talk about them, every time you talk about your situation, and you don't have to pour your guts out, just enough to help that other person, you learn a little bit more about your strengths and your weaknesses, which I think is kind of cool. Really, really cool. What is the name of the disorder where people have to keep things? We are not talking about psychological disorders tonight, but of course that plays into our insecurities, and it plays into other things that are going on around our lives, why we keep things. I bought a house years and years and years and years ago, probably 30 years ago by now. I had nothing. Oh, gosh, it's been longer than that. I had absolutely nothing. I had my kids' stuff. That was it. I went out and I bought a mattress and put it on the floor. Well, then it was mattress and box springs. Two separate things. And I put it on the floor. It was about a 3,000 square foot home. Two fireplaces. It was my dream. Absolute dream home. So I wasn't going to go out and buy everything at one time. And my plan was, if I saw a piece of furniture I really, really loved, then I would buy it piece by piece. If I bought a set, I would save and I would pay cash for it. Because I didn't have credit cards at the time. Well, I had one. And that's pretty much what I did over a five-year period. But I also noticed that, and I looked back on this years later, I noticed that every time I bought something, I was at a special point in my life. It was like it was a celebration of something that had happened. Or had happened in my children's life. So there are times when you look at the material things around you and you realize that the material things are representations of accomplishments, emotional and spiritual accomplishments. So it's important that we have those triggers. It's part of what helps us remember who we are. But clearing out these closets today was a super... Oh, I loved it. I loved it, even though I let go of some fun stuff. Some fun stuff. When we look at the word change, transformational, the number two represents transitional state, and it also demands resolution. The number two creates duality, polarity, and balance. And boy, did it ever. I got rid of stuff today. I resolved issues today as I was going through the things that I wanted to, that I didn't know at the time I wanted to get rid of, but I did. If the number two comes up in reverse, it's usually unrest or a state of being off balance. But I think sometimes we are that in reverse before we look at the number two as transition. The number five represents change. That can be in the form of conflict or struggle. Doesn't have to be. The stability of the number four is broken, and of course the number four is your stability number, what you build on, your foundation. If you have one of the number five cards, it can look at adversity, strife, upheaval, disruption. It can sound difficult, but goodwill usually comes out of these challenges. In reverse, everyone around us knows that there's disruption and it's challenging, but positive strides are being made so that balance can be returned to the Corinth life. That's number five, any of the five cards. The number eight, well, the number eight is a number of new energy and new cycle of beginning. Usually signals a gentle transition and is a form of evolution rather than a signal of harsh or sharp changes, being the number of infinity. You know, you put the number 8 over on its side, lay it sideways. It speaks of continual growth and receiving positive karma. Of course, you got to believe in karma. Progress, rejuvenation, and justice could be key words for the number 8. The word karma, call it what you like. What goes around comes around. That's a general statement for the word karma. Reversed, the Corinth willing to acknowledge, even if they do not understand why, this has been a very difficult karmic time for them. We all know people like that. I mean, why me? The question, why me? What happened? What now? Look at the other cards and see if you can share any information with them that will help them understand what lessons the universe has been trying to teach them or has been teaching them. They just don't know it yet. We all go through those. We look back on it and say, wow, if I'd known then what I know now. If you look at the major arcana card, the number 5, which is a hierophant, this one's concerned with spiritual matters, but it indicates change, and especially with spiritual growth. It can also be physical changes, whether they're anticipated or not, but it's the inner changes that are the most important. And I'm really glad that I did the things that I did today, the things that I looked at today. The High Priestess, it's the number 2 in the Major Arcana cards. This is emotional, and usually an emotional woman, it can be a period of spiritual growth, but it can also be health and finance changes, which is interesting. And then, of course, we have the number 8, which is Justice card. Always looking for balance. And, of course, it's balance and imbalance. It often indicates a period that's up or down in a person's life, which is, don't we all have those? The number 14. The 14th card is a hierophant. And, of course, the number 14 becomes 5. The 1 and the 4, when added up, is a 5. And it takes on the responsibility. It takes on responsibility of all kinds. Home, family, particularly influenced. Usually responsibilities are self-imposed and highly agreeable. Change of residence, finances are also possibilities. When the Devil card comes up, because that's number 15. The Devil card is also the card of extremes. Too much of something, not enough of the same thing. Too much food, not enough. Too much work, not enough. Too much play, not enough. Too muches. And when the Devil card is in reverse, we often have a situation where somebody knows they need to do something, but they don't know what, so they don't do anything, which is another form of extreme. So it can be tough, but it's not impossible. Not impossible at all.
Caller on my phone.
Hi, caller. This is Elaine. Who's this?
Hi, Elaine. This is Mark. I'm calling from Albuquerque.
Hi, Mark in Albuquerque. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I hadn't had a chance to listen to your show before, so I was just listening. And I'm not real sure what your format is. It sounded like you were doing a little numerology. And I'm fairly advanced as far as my spiritual growth, and since we're going global for spirit, that's what I call in.
Did you catch us at the beginning of the show?
No, actually, I just tuned in, so I haven't been here for the whole show.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. My first love is Tarot, but when we pick a subject, regardless of where the subject comes from, we always talk about the astrology, we always talk about the numerology, we always talk about the tarot cards. And the next little thing that I was going to go into was the tarot, is the tarot. We'll get there. So it's the format, it bases itself on different subjects and tarot and sometimes guests. But I always invite call-ins, and I'm glad you did. Sometimes we do mini readings. You're welcome to ask a psychic question, because that also is my background.
Well, then, I don't know. I guess, am I on the correct path? I guess.
Are you on the correct path? Gosh, you're the one that said you were spiritually advanced, so that's not a question you need to ask.
That's true. I kind of am connected, so I don't have too many questions.
that's not really the vein that you were asking in. You have two decisions to make within the next, I'd say, 45 to 60 days. And what you're really asking is if you're thinking correctly, if you have enough information, which you do not, don't let somebody back you in the corner. There's more reading that you should be doing. There's and frankly, listening to spirit, which you're really good at when you decide to do it. You, like so many folks that are on the spiritual path, sometimes we get to the point to where we question what we're listening to. And in that respect, you are on a spiritual path. Just don't let anybody back you in a corner with these two decisions.
All right.
Don't let them say, got to make that decision by November the 1st or you're going to lose this chance. You're not. If they start giving you deadlines, you start backing away.
Okay. Well,
now,
thank
are you
moving? So much for what you're doing, because you help everyone that listens. And I just wanted to thank you personally and say
thank
you for what you're doing.
Thank you, thank you. Before you go away, are you moving?
Am I moving?
Mm-hmm. Are you moving your residence?
Not that I know of. You know, as far as I know, I'm not, but anything is possible.
I saw boxes by the front door, the back door, and that usually means that something or somebody is moving.
Well, you're very intuitive. There are boxes, but my wife has just put them out there to save. I asked her if she wanted me to throw them away.
I love it.
that's pretty right on.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
But I am living the vibration of love here in Albuquerque, and I try to get in touch with all those who are out there putting themselves out and giving the message of love that you do, and let them know that people are listening, that you are touching their hearts, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Mark. Call in and say hello every now and then. I would love to hear your voice.
I sure will, Elaine. You take care now, okay?
Okay, Mark. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was sweet. That was really, really nice. It's good to have those calls to let us know that somebody's out there. All right. Back to the tarot. Mark, if you're listening, here comes the tarot lesson. All of the aces, and there are four in the deck. Ace of Cups, which is emotion. Swords, mental energy. Wands have to do with how the money comes in the household. And Pentacles is cold, hard cash or things that convert to cash. When you have an ace in the deck, in your reading, any of the aces offers you an opportunity for change. It gives you a chance. It can be transformational. It represents change. And all of those things that we talked about before, but they are offers. Now, when the aces are in reverse, it may be disappointing. It may not happen at all. Or it may be disappointing when it's accepted or acted upon. Sometimes aces can be illusions. So if you find the illusion card, the eight of cups, around you, you have to be careful. Phone number, USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. Okay, Canadians. Come on in. I want that first Canadian phone call. Okay, so we're looking at the aces. Offer of emotions. You know, nothing says you have to take it. Offer of new mental energy, the swords. That's how you use your brain, your attitudes. It's supposed to be devoid of emotions, but I don't always buy that. I just don't. So, but it's an opportunity to help yourself, to transform yourself with knowledge. And then you've got the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles is cash, cold, hard cash, or a diamond ring, or a new house, or a car, or investments, you name it. It's that. It could be a raise, it could be inheritance, it could be winnings, anything that is that. But if it comes with a job offer, if you see the Ace of Wands around it, then there's new ways of bringing cash in. Whether it's temporary, full-time, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. But there again, what do you do with it when you get it? You accept it. Now what? Now how do you use that money? You know, a lot of people win the million-dollar lottos and get themselves in a lot of trouble. So this gives yourself an opportunity to elevate, to reevaluate, use some of it for charity maybe, your favorite hobby, whatever. So offer of money can be its own double-edged sword, just like the Ace of Swords are. So you have to be careful with money especially. Not that you don't have to be careful with any of the aces. Ace of Wands is that career opportunity. It's the methodology of how we bring the money into the household. It can represent a business, a family or family business. It can, the Ace of Wands, all of the wands have little new green growths going on them, and that shows that new opportunity for you. Things can continue to grow. Most of the wands and most of the decks have gray around them, which is wisdom, knowledge, and experience, or blue, which balances that mental energy thing. Great opportunities when the aces come along. Okay, USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit. You can call me at my my number to reach me is area code 512-922-4723. I do have a website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Pam still has it torn down, but she's doing a lot of good stuff behind the scenes so that when it comes up again, it'll be all shiny like a new penny. Looking at why I cleaned out my closet today. Seems like a funny thing to talk about, doesn't it? But obviously there was a depth to what was going on with me personally that perhaps I can share with you. We always reach plateaus in our life about making space, clearing out, getting rid of. That's kind of a harsh thing. Getting rid of. That sounds like we're going to put everything down the grinder. So be careful how you phrase the elimination, going through the process of elimination with your goodies, getting rid of your good things. Because, you know, change should be healthy. Change should be, you know the old saying, nothing changes but the changes. So, you know, change can be one of the greatest blessings that we receive. Look at the Book of Answers. Again, I'm going to go through some of his stuff, Manny's stuff, because he just, he listens to Spirit so beautifully. Manny Pure Heart, M-A-N-I, Pure Heart, Book of Answers. And he says, you know, he reminds us, nothing changes but the changes. Change is one of the greatest blessings that we can receive. It's also one of the most disconcerting and potentially one of the most disruptive. Well, I've found nothing disruptive about my change today, but he's talking about bigger changes in our life. But when you start eliminating things, materially, emotionally, spiritually, you leave yourself open for other kinds of changes. Now think about that. When you start eliminating material goods, emotional things. I didn't say shut down emotionally. I said eliminating. Or even spiritual changes, eliminations. Now, elimination spiritually can mean that you change teachers or you find another author that you're entranced with. It can leave yourself open for disruption. So you have to be a little bit protective of yourself there. It doesn't have to be, but the possibility is there. Personal relationships, that would be emotional. Let's see. Comments from Spirit. Changes in the heart's blood of existence. Were it not for this thing you refer to as change, there would be no purpose to existence. Change is the road to the Godhead of self and the doorway opening to the future. Boy, is that true? Because one of my last thoughts on my notes today was, what did I learn about myself today? Was it encouraging? Yes, it was encouraging. There's exciting times to look ahead. Is that not what he says? What Spirit says? Look to the future. There's excitement and anticipation. We'll talk about that later. Transformation. Transformation can mean traveling from ignorance to bliss. Don't you love that statement? It can involve the journey from fear to total acceptance and understanding. Spirit's being very vivid here. It can tell the tale of enlightenment or of physical death. Transformation, you know, there are all kinds of deaths out there. Divorce is a death. Change is a death. Birth is a death of its own, in its own right. Transformation, how did I transform today? We'll go into that in a minute. Transformation doesn't have to be unpleasant. It can be exciting. It can be fun. When you graduate from high school, that's a transformation. Get out of the fourth grade, that's a transformation. I need a clearing today. And this one I think is the most appropriate. There are two types of clearing. There is passive and apparent or apparent clearing, and there's active clearing. Think about that. There is passive or apparent clearing, and there is active clearing. I actively cleared today. I have two bags sitting out there. I definitely did active clearing today. But we do inactive clearing without knowing it. We make a decision and act on it. We've cleared out doubt. We step forward and take a chance with education or a new job. Those are all clearing in their own way, and many others you can think of, in their own way as you move forward with your life. And you know what? Even those folks that stay in a job for 30 years, or they stay in a marriage that's, or a relationship of any kind, that's not the healthiest, they're all learning something. And they're all answering a call for their own inner transformations, whether they realize it or not, and they're all going through a clearing every day because they all grow in their own right, which I think is great. One of the things that I learned about myself today, actually there were many things that I learned about myself today. Not bad for an old broad, right? We can still learn. You can teach an old dog new tricks. I realized that, you know, I was talking about the shorts a while ago. I'll never wear those things again. First of all, anything that I passed on today would not look the same as it did when I bought it. When our bodies change, upper or lower parts of our bodies change, it's really hard to go back. My taste has changed. My body has changed. What is a need versus a what? A want. Who and what I was when I purchased those items. And what am I becoming? Who am I becoming? It was like I was being nudged into something different. I looked at the colors. I'm a big color thing. I love color. I appreciate my basic blacks. Don't misunderstand me. But I love color. I'm a Leo. But I wouldn't think that I'm a loud person. I try to do it with some decorum. But I looked at the colors that I had available to me and that I chose to spend money on when I bought those items versus the colors I have hanging in my closet now, recent purchases, say within the last 2 months, or even the last year, because I do have some things in there that are purchased for work that were within the last year. And I'm going, wow, how I have changed with how I want to express myself. Even on just grabbing something to go to work, how I have expressed myself. Dramatic differences. My shoes have become more comfortable. I'm a real estate agent as well as a practicing psychic. Yeah, it's a fun combination. I love doing it together. And when I first started, it was Little Miss office person. The suits, shoulder scarves, the appropriate pearls, always a 3-inch heel, at least 3-inch, if not 4-inch, all day, climbing in and out of cars, driving around all day long. And I find myself, I boxed up a lot of that stuff and those shoes. And now I find myself wearing inch, inch and a half flats. And some days, oh my gosh, no hose and sandals. Oh my goodness, what have I become? More authentic. I have become more honest with who I am. I'm not a suit person anymore. I did that for 25 years. Now, I know how to do it. If I had a client and that's how they preferred for me to be, then I can work with that client that way. I'm still authentic in my own way. But realistically, I'm probably not going to work with those clients anymore. I draw a more casual group of people to me now, and price points are probably still the same on the houses, but a more casual group. The sandal lady, the boot guy, or the boot lady. Horse riders. I don't have horses, but I seem to be attracting those people. And it's a lot of fun. I found that when I came down to who I want to be and who I was becoming, I brought those folks to me, and I'm having a whole lot more fun. And the outer expression was just something else that I needed to look at. And I realized that today as I put those items in a plastic bag. Now, I'm going to keep the high heels. I box them up in plastic boxes because there will come a time when it's appropriate for me to wear those high heels again. Will they still be in style? Probably, because they're pretty basic. I don't throw away money on things that are just costuming. Outfits, I think women call them, outfits. I lie. I do that occasionally. But I don't much. So it's a matter of who you're becoming, how you want to see yourself, how you want others to see you when you go through this transformation. I can make a big deal out of going through a kitchen closet, out of going through a kitchen drawer. I will probably do that tomorrow. The kitchen is the next thing. Because I'm going to have to reline all the cabinets. Do I have to? No. Do I want to? Yes. It will be interesting to see what comes out of those. Now, kitchens are an interesting thing. Kitchens are something that we rarely get rid of items out of. Have you thought about that? Have you noticed that? Guys or women, both. We can clean out every closet in the house, but when it comes to getting rid of pots and pans or dishes or glasses, it's really rare when we let go of something. Our favorite pan, even if it scorches the macaroni, we'll cook it anyway, we'll use it anyway for 20 years. Why do we do that? When I came back to Austin, I had a garage sale. I got rid of everything, bedding, everything, so that when I went into another open space, I recreated myself. So now I have combined households with a partner, and of course, it's all blended in nicely. So it was down to the closet of clothes, what you wear, how you express yourself. But I am going to tackle the kitchen tomorrow. I will probably have every closet cleaned out. And those of you that have listened to me for a couple of weeks now know that I'm separating my office space from my reading space. I had done that already, and now I'm switching the rooms around. Am I going through changes or what? Come along with me and tell me your change stories. Let me know what you're going through right now. Share it with the world, because you know we are listened to worldwide. I'm told by one of the producers that the possibility of us being pirated as shows individually and somehow being broadcast on some other method of just rather than just a computer is a possibility. So we really don't know who's sitting out there listening to us and sharing our lives with us. So, call in. Give me your change stories. What's going on in your life? Clean out your closet tomorrow. A little one, if you're afraid of the big one. And see what you let go of. or what you hold on to. That's very revealing about what you're going through at this time in your life. And I've cleaned out hundreds of closets over the years, but for some reason today was the most expressive of all of the closets that I have ever cleaned out for myself, my kids, my exes. There were two of them. Garages. Garage is another thing that's a real telltale, but not as revealing as what's in your clothing closet, because your outerwear is an expression of who you are, or who you think you are, or who you want to be. And that's really tricky. Who you are, who you think you are, or who you want to be. There's a saying in some professions, fake it until you make it, which means you go out and you buy some of those wonderful little suits or whatever that have a certain look to them. It makes you look like you're already accomplished. Some people go out and buy a certain car that they can't afford, or maybe they'll buy one that's a couple of years old and it looks like they've been in that particular business for that long and they bought it and, you know, it's paid for now. Imagery. What have you created for your imagery? Who are you? Who are you becoming? Who do you think you want to be? Gosh, didn't know that cleaning out a closet could be such a creator of questions. My goodness. Going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland. I say global because, again, we never know who's listening. On bbsradio.com, we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet, they tell me. USA 1-877-270-8714. In Canada, still haven't gotten a Canadian call. 1-888-288-4494. We are uninterrupted, so if you call in, nobody's going to say, ah, wait a minute, got to go to commercial. There are archives available of all of the shows, mine and everybody else's on BBS, and sometimes they're a little behind in getting them recorded and getting them transferred officially over to the archives, but I think most of that is pretty up to date these days. So you're welcome to go in and check out the archives of all of the wonderful shows. If you haven't poked around on BBS during the day shows, because we're on pretty much 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken, 7 days a week, and some of the shows start at 8 and some start at 8:30. So poke around and see who else is available. There are some wonderful people on BBS, so a wide range of interest. In fact, I want to have some of them on my show, but I know their schedules are busy, but I'm working on it. I really thank you for joining me this evening. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine. Mark, if you're still listening from Albuquerque, thank you so much for calling in with your words of encouragement and sharing your moments with me. Maybe next week we'll actually have a guest. We do have a guest of, Kramer's not going to be here again until November, I think, sometime in November. He's my astrology buddy. Kate, my Wiccan friend, is going to be back in with her seasonal changes again soon. Kramer will be back again in January. Waiting for Linda Drake's new book to come out again. She will be on probably somewhere around January back with me. We have a psychic fair in Austin coming up November the 17th and 18th at the Radisson Hotel, 6000 Middle Fiskville Road. That's always fun. They're readers. You have to pay, I think, $6 to go in. If you go in on Saturday and let them know that you're leaving, you can get back in on free on Sunday. That lets you in, and you have to pay for the readers. There are a variety of time limits. Some people read for 10 or 15 minutes for X amount of dollars. But that money gets you into all of the lectures. And if there are workshops and that sort of thing going on, they're free. So that's kind of fun. Neat vendors. Even Mac is there with his Mac and Aura Mom with his Aura photographer, which is cool. If you've never had an Aura photograph done, regardless of what state you're living in, if you get to a psychic fair or something that has an Aura photographer, they are phenomenal. They take the picture of the colors that are around you. And usually there is an interpreter. The photographer sometimes is the interpreter. In this case, we call her our mom, his Mac's mom. But readers are also very good about interpreting auras. So check that out. Okay, have we expressed ourselves about changes? I'm looking forward to what's ahead, how I'm going to fill those imaginary holes or in my closet, whatever my closet happens to be, whether it's You know, I took out a lot of stuff today. I took out a lot of my past. I left space for future events, for future representations of events, because now you know the next wedding I'm going to have a new dress, or next event, christening, or whatever, something fun. I'm going to have what we call an outfit. Hopefully I'll already have the shoes to go with it. But what am I going to hang in that closet? What expression of myself and the people around me, my loved ones, my friends, my classes, the people I share my life with, what expressions am I going to hang back in that closet that will hold wonderful memories for me? And when I look at them, I'll say, this happened when I wore this, or took this purse, or wore this scarf, or whatever. What is it going to represent? And where was I at the time in my life, spiritually, emotionally, even psychologically? That's the first time I've used that word today. When I wore that. You know, we can do the same thing with a glass out of the kitchen, a wine glass, a beer glass. You know, we can do the same thing. In fact, that may be some of the reasons why we keep those kitchen items. They are an expression of the foods that we've shared with other people, the dinners that we've had, the breakfast, the whatevers that we've done in our home to help us become the people that we are today. It's kind of exciting. I never knew that cleaning out a closet would bring up such energies, but I'm glad it did. I'm glad I was able to share them with you this evening. I appreciate the one call I got. I hope Mark will call back in the future. And I hope those of you who have not called yet will find the courage and the time and the fun attitude to call me in the future. Seth may be pulling my plug pretty soon. I can't see a clock. I think it's probably pretty close to closing down time. I don't have my computer on tonight. I don't dare have my computer on. The noise makes too much noise. Looks like I have kitchen clocks. I have maybe two more minutes. So, is there anybody out there that would like to call and say hello? We have maybe a minute. That's not very long.
Elaine, you've got on her. I've got to wrap.
I'm sorry?
You've got to wrap it up.
Seth is trying to tell me something and I can't hear him. Tell me again, Seth.
We've got to wrap it up.
Got to wrap it up, he says. Okay. I thank you for being with me. This is Elaine Ireland. We've gone global for spirit tonight on bbsradio.com. Thank you so much for coming with me. Hope you join me next week. See you on the spiritual road. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.